The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Sometimes in radio, you take a chance, and one of those chances is when you bring up a topic that is, not exactly mainstream. One of those topics is sort of, the national debt. Everybody knows the national debt exists and that kind of thing, but you know, when you talk to libertarians about it, you begin digging a lot deeper, a lot faster.
Yep.
A lot of folks say, well, national debt, pay it off, everybody owes $60,000, blah, blah, blah. That's about it. That's where it all goes.
Or it's all Congress's fault, or it's all the president's fault, and we've got to vote the bums out, yet they'll reelect 94% of them this year.
So Donald Trump, who has just been a gift to the media from I don't know where, but somebody gifted the media Donald Trump. He, running for president, Republican front runner, he said that he was going to pay off the debt and then quickly walked that statement back within days, right?
Yeah. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Sure, this is pretty good. And again, this comes from The Blaze, and this was based on an interview with Fortune magazine published Friday. Trump was asked exactly how he planned to eliminate $19 trillion worth of debt in 10 years and how such a feat would ever be possible. His response, no, I didn't say 10 years,
whoa,
Trump
whoa,
said. First of all, with low interest rates, you can think in terms of refinancings and get it down. I believe you can do
so. Refi the debt? With whom?
You're arguing with me. Well, this is Mr. Trump. I believe you can do certain things to pay off the debt more quickly. The most important thing is to make sure the economy stays strong, the businessman added. You can do it in smaller chunks, you can do it in larger chunks, and you can do it in refinancings.
I like his resolve. I don't suspect he understands how money is created. That's just a guess. That doesn't mean he's not better at making money than I am. He certainly is. I would not, you know, put Mark Edge in one corner and Donald Trump in the other and expect to somehow beat him at this. Not my claim.
The
however,
Libertarian Apprentice.
Yeah.
Coming Thursday.
You're fired. Let's go to the phones. I should be fired. Let's go to the phones. Caller from Thomas calling in from Jefferson, Wisconsin. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, half the time I disagree with you because you think you're purists and that your poop doesn't stink.
But, my poop stinks, I can assure you.
Yep.
But I do have one thing, and that is Egypt. We send $3,000 million a year to them currently in foreign aid with the stipulation that they buy X amount of fighter jets from Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm with you in that why don't we just write a check to Lockheed Martin and other defense whores.
Would you think it's safe to call that corporate welfare?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right. Love and you can't always do it directly. Sometimes you have to go through a mediator to get that money where you want it to go, and that's the job of the lobbyist.
So, Thomas, I see you're listening to WXXM, and it's one of the great liberal stations that carries Free Talk Live, and I can totally understand why you do not agree.
I am in a very conservative county, which is Jefferson, but... okay.
You dig the XXM, and so do I.
Carry on.
The thing that I love about this, Thomas, for whatever reason they cut out, maybe lost the cell, whatever the deal is. I think that oftentimes liberal folks have it right as far as what the problems are. They're actually looking for them.
Yeah.
It's the solutions. And the thing is that power and money have never been separated. I'm not proposing to drive a stake through the heart of corporations. I'm proposing to drive a stake through the heart of the state. who gives the corporations their power. For everybody, for every 1,000 people hacking at the branches, there is but one that strikes at the root. That's Thoreau. I'm pretty sure he was a liberal, too.
Yeah.
I propose to strike at the root, and that's it. And, you know, certainly, I've got to be wrong on some things. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Joe calling in from Lakeside, California. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. I called about health care, but I'll mention one thing real quick. Until we get term limits on Congress, we're going to have a money problem. But what I called about,
I don't know if they'll fix it, but they sure won't hurt.
Longer.
Yeah.
You were talking about living longer to get the Social Security imbalance.
Uh-huh.
Well, the government has solved that by doing universal health care. And they will no longer give elderly people the health care they need because they don't want them living longer. So it's a slower way of killing off the elderly. And so you can look at the government having both ends where they're going, you know, monopolize to benefit them in the long run.
Intentional or not, that is certainly the case.
Well, it, you know, ultimately, the government is a monopoly. The United States government is a monopoly inside the polygon that you've just drawn on the map. And monopolies tend to provide poor customer service at high prices. I do not want them in charge of health care. Thanks for the call. Especially the form of Obamacare, appreciate it, Joe, that basically just hands over huge amounts of money to these insurance companies. I don't believe Obamacare was ever intended to be a solution.
Oh, no.
I believe it was intended to be a greater problem so that you then had to bring in single payer as a solution.
Well, possibly, but look at who drafted Obamacare. Look at who was deeply involved. It was the insurance companies. And I come from an IT background, but I worked with a lot of big insurers, and they were very vested in this. They saw this as the cash cow. This is, if we can, it's like anything else. If I provide a service and I can get government to regulate it, that means they can, number one, protect my business.
You won't have any competition.
Exactly. And now you have it where you are required to buy health insurance. Not that you're required to buy health care. You're required to buy health insurance, and that's where the insurance industry lobby has really paid off.
And that's why my family switched to Liberty HealthShare. You can go check them out at joinlhs.com. It was totally a solution for us and completely legal, opts us essentially out of Obamacare. Joinlhs.com. Let's go to Alex calling in. Well, actually, I don't know where Alex is calling in. He's calling in on Skype. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great to be on here. Good to talk to you, Mark. You know, we're talking about international finance, and I just have to say that, you know, the international finance here has really been the bane of all nations in the modern era. And it's slowly evolved over time, but this sort of forcing us into collectives and then forcing the collectives on top so that they can manipulate the state and use the power is really the most evil, the evilest thing that I think has ever been done to humanity.
And would you agree that this isn't a new thing? We sort of think of this, it's like, oh, the Federal Reserve sprang up, but the big banks in Europe have been doing this for centuries.
Yeah, but the difference is the fact that now you have this elite class of international financiers that they're not necessarily the brightest among us, but they have this sort of monopoly and use force.
So how do I go work for these people? I mean, for God's sakes, I don't want to work for the folks on the bottom of the ladder. I want to be on the top.
Change your name to Rothschild.
Wouldn't <compare. laughs>
And I think that this is a winning thing for libertarians, right? We can make inroads with the nationalists of all stripes, whether they be, you know, Tea Party folks or white nationalists or whoever.
What do I want to get on the side of the white nationalists for?
Well, I'm saying you can make build a bridge, essentially, and really speak out against this. And I think Invictus has done this really well in his campaign.
Who's Invictus?
Augustus Invictus.
Yeah, I'm peripherally familiar with this guy.
Yeah, I know this guy's running for president. I have heard the term, yes. He has made the inroads with the white nationalists, right?
No.
No?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
But I just was trying to think of nationalists in general, right? I was just trying to
Lots of nationalists, lots of patriot-type folks out there, no doubt about it. Alex, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Donald Trump says he's going to pay off the debt. I don't think he can do it. I don't think it's possible. Well, I guess I did outline a way as suppose it's possible. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. I'll tell you about it.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the national debt and things related here on Free Talk Live. It's because presidential candidate on the Republican side, Donald Trump, said that he was going to pay off the debt.
no problem.
And then he changed his mind relatively quickly.
Slight problem.
Yes, it's because, and I said that there wasn't any way to do it, but it is darned, unless you change the monetary system itself, it's essentially impossible. The Federal Reserve note, which is, if you look at a bill, that's what it says. You know as well as I do, a note is a debt item. Doesn't take a genius to understand that. If you understand English, a note is an item, is a piece of paper that indicates a debt. It is an item that is backed by debt. It is the Treasury goes to the Federal Reserve, says we want this much money. The Federal Reserve loans that money to the Treasury at interest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if that's the money that's, if you're loaned $20,000 at interest, and you aren't able to make any more money because the government doesn't make money, or they only get lent it by the Federal Reserve. The only money in existence is the money that's been lent by the Federal Reserve,
which is made up out of thin air.
Right. In that instant, it is impossible for you to pay it back because you can never make any more money. $20,000 cannot pay back $20,001. And that's the problem. We have a corrupt, fundamentally broken monetary system that benefits those on the top at the expense of those on the bottom. It was designed that way.
And I brought this up with a previous caller, but this is not a new thing. The banks in Europe have been doing this for hundreds of years, and I can't remember which of the Rothschilds famously said was, if you allow me to control a country's currency, I will control the country.
Yeah, I don't care who's
I'm paraphrasing, yeah. But yeah, that's what it is. And, we have put so much faith in Wall Street and these big banks that we are at their beck and call, and that's it.
Let's go to John calling in from Madison, also listening on WXXM. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, how are you? I just wanted to make a couple comments. Actually, your last few comments you just made now, I didn't dispute so much, but I wanted to say a couple things. First off, Iceland, in the first part of the 20th century, kicked the central bank out. Of course, the central bank found their way back in, but right now, they're proposing to dump it again. So it's not that the system can't be changed, it's who's running the government that won't change it. First thing. Secondly, you said about
Iceland's a much smaller place, and it's also not the world's reserve currency. But go ahead.
Wait. Now, you also said that Trump was going to pay off the debt, and then you were kind of laughing about a Trump dollar. But I want to point out that twice in history, the U.S. government has printed Trump dollars. The first time, of course, was Lincoln very famously printing his contemporary Trump dollar, which was the greenback.
Greenbacks. And, well, the Trump dollar, hold on, before you go on, John. So Trump dollar is an advertiser on Free Talk Live, and what they
But following through on their little joke,
okay.
He could pay off the national debt with the Trump dollar. The second time that happened was JFK. And the printing presses, of course, were rolling, despite the fact that there was a Federal Reserve printing Federal Reserve bills. President Kennedy was printing U.S. dollars. Of course, that got him shot.
That's the allegation. I don't dispute it.
Well, so now, but that's aside, whether or not that was the whole cause of it. The fact of the matter is, whether we're talking about Social Security or anything else, if you and you guys are smart enough, I know you know modern money theory. I would advise, if you don't, check out UMKC, Randall Ray, and Michael Hudson is another good guy on that issue. Now, both those names you probably do know. But a sovereign government can, at will, pay off any debt it wants.
Sure.
That's plain as day. If you want to pay this debt off, you can. It's just not necessary to do it. So this is like a big red herring issue. Because who gives a goddamn if there's a debt or not? If you want to pay it off, roll the presses and print it and pay it off. Now, I'm going to make one last statement. I'll let you go because now I can listen to the answer. The income tax. The last time the income tax was studied, I think it's Reagan's term, when it was determined that 100% of the income tax, not one penny, goes to be spent on America.
Right.
So what that means, going back to your comment about...
Out. Let's see whether or not I got it. I had a dream that I was not able to dump a call in time.
Was your hand moving in slow motion towards the button?
I just couldn't reach it. Well, it wasn't that. It was just that, you hit the button. You hope you get it in 6.5 seconds or
right.
whatever it is that I've got buffered. And... you don't want an F-bomb to go out over 170 affiliates.
Right.
I don't know where John was going with that last point, but, again, everybody's welcome to, basically you're going to get dumped if you drop an F-bomb, even if it's by mistake. But there's 7 days a week we're on, and you can call in tomorrow and make the point. We'll be on, and dozens of radio stations, so please do. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tim calling in from Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, the guy actually said one other thing before you caught it, maybe, the GD, but that was maybe that was...
Yeah, the GD...
The FCC doesn't consider that possibly. I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. I can tell you that the Federal Communications Commission is very shifty on what you can say and what you can't say. We tend to be a little tighter on Free Talk Live. I'm willing to let a GD go by a caller if they're emphatic about something. And, I get that. I get that somebody calling from that may disagree with us. They think that we're whatever. So they could be emphatic, and I decided to let it go.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I was just going to say he was talking about taxes and whatnot and monetary policy. I know we know that the Social Security system is set up as a Ponzi scheme, and also that obviously the Federal Reserve is set up as a slave scheme. There's no two ways about it. We're not ever supposed to pay anything off. We're not ever even supposed to use actual real money. So we don't have real money. We don't have gold or silver, not even copper. I used to say to people the only precious metals that back up our money today are lead and copper. And if you know what I mean by
not
that.
Not precious metals.
I'm a believer in that, too.
Copper basically is a precious metal because it can be used for so many things, but... Lead is not necessarily, but, high speed.
I just looked into it this week, and as my understanding, the copper is considered a commercial metal.
There you go.
But it's precious in the sense
okay.
that it can be used.
So all metals are precious.
As is anything, gold, if there's a buyer.
Gold is considered to be probably the most precious because it doesn't oxidize. The oxidation of gold is essentially nil, and if there's any oxidation at all, it's invisible. So
it's fascinating stuff. Yeah.
Highly durable.
There's a good reason that for thousands of years, gold and silver have been used as currencies throughout many, many societies, and they still hold their value even at this time. There's good reasons. I don't know if... I think that it might be a pipe dream that governments ever return to metal-backed currencies, but I do know the Chinese government is buying metal whenever they get an opportunity with U.S. dollars because they want to get out of them. Do you have more, Tim?
I do.
Hold the line, please. The number is 855-450-3733.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
Toolsforfreedom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
I would have never guessed that bringing up the national debt on Free Talk Live would have been such a big topic, such a divisive topic.
Radio gold. Love it.
The number is 855-450-3733. I'm going to mine this gold vein for as long as we can. The number, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about the national debt, what backs currency, Social Security, these kind of things. These are things that are on people's minds, and it's important. Donald Trump just said he was going to pay off the debt, and it beginning to look like he can't. At least he doesn't have he understands how difficult it is now and isn't willing to try it.
You just renegotiate. Mark, I mean, that's all you got to do. You just refinance a couple things, and the debt goes away. Piece of cake.
We were talking to Tim from Wyoming about his thoughts on the subject, and let's go back to Tim. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks. I wanted to mention, we don't use, obviously, we don't have precious metal backing anything. We have our certificates of debt. I tell people all the time, I say the main thing you have to understand about our monetary system, if you want to call it that at all, is that I say there's a word right on this multicolored piece of paper that we carry around, and it tells you everything about it. And even people in banks don't understand. And they say, what's the word? Is it a reserve or federal? And I say, no, the word right there. And I cover every word up except the one word, note.
Note.
Okay, there's the word that makes all the difference right there. And I say, first off, the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's a private corporation, which we have no control over in our country. It has no reserve. It used to be called the Federal Reserve Banking System. People still call it that sometimes, but maybe they don't understand what it means. But it's not a bank. It's not. There's no reserve. It's not federal. There's no bank. It's not a system. It's one group. It's one conglomerate, if you will. I mean, it's not a system at all. It's a system of control.
Wait a second. Partner banks make deposits with the local Federal Reserve banks. There are different ones all across the country. So it's a bank. Right. It's a bank for banks.
It isn't really even a bank because if you honestly, I mean, the real word, the bank, honest, real word, would mean some place where you could actually store something of value. A bank is some place where you can store something of value. I mean, unless you're talking about a real bank.
I have to disagree with you on this. A Federal Reserve note is valuable. I take them all the time in my business and then exchange them for things. It has value.
Right. Well, I understand that. I mean, I understand. And people, when I first started saying it to people, they say, well, just give me all your notes and I'll call it good. And I say, well, I can't. You know, this is basically what we use for, this is our exchange medium right now.
Yeah, sure it is. And that's what it is. It represents the wealth, which is goods and services and the labor and all that stuff inside the U.S. economy.
Right, I know. I understand that. But at the same time, it's not valuable intrinsically. It's a piece of paper.
Neither is gold. This is another term that I think that monetarists really kind of mess up. Gold is valuable because people want it, and they want it for lots of reasons. But it isn't intrinsically valuable. I think there is no intrinsic value, and the only intrinsic value that I could really come up with when I keep on thinking about it is as you dig deeper and deeper is essentially life. Life has intrinsic value because death is has no value for anything.
That's true, but and if you have enough gold, you can make other people die. So there's that too. So
gold has multiple uses. You can do lots of different things. It can be jewelry. It can be used in electronics. That's what's magical about some of these types of metals is it's not just backing currency and giving it more of a value than paper does or debt, but it there's an actual market out there that where people want to buy it.
Yeah, gold's a value. Debt is, I mean, it's valuable too, but it's not valuable to you.
It is.
You have it. Let's go to Skype. Brian's calling in from, I believe, California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. I just called in to dispel the common fallacy, which you apparently perpetuated with that rant of yours.
Okay, go ahead. I'm a fallacy perpetuator. There's no doubt about it. If I can use a fallacy to convince people of things, I believe that people's reasoning is inherently flawed. They haven't spent a lot of time with reason. But I'm willing to discuss reason with you. Tell me where I messed up.
Yeah, sure. And you just made a new one where you talked about intrinsic value, and I'll get into that in my second point about intrinsic value. But the main one I wanted to dispel, the fallacy you're perpetuating, is that there isn't enough money in a fractional reserve banking system to pay back loans and deposits.
Okay.
And
there is?
And also, what did you say?
There is then?
Okay. Yeah, there is. And, well, there can be. The banking system isn't necessarily unstable, as you put it. Like, there isn't enough money in the system to pay back all loans and deposits.
Tell me how it's not.
And also, okay, so do you want to run through a little hypothetical?
Quickly, yes.
Okay, so for instance, let's say there's only one good in the economy. Let's say cars, right?
All right.
Someone produces 10 cars deposited in a bank, right? Now, what the bank will do, will lend 9 of them out.
Okay.
I'm not going to go through the fractional reserve process, but let's just say it's one iteration and he stops there.
We're tracking. So, go ahead.
So he loans nine out to a capital investor.
Right? Okay.
So he takes those 9 cars, makes 10 out of them, like a capital investor would do, hopefully, if he's successful, makes 10 cars with those 9 cars, pays back the bank 10 cars. The bank pays back the original depositor his 10 cars, and now has one left over. So you see, it's inherently stable.
Where did the 11th car come from?
Right, and how do you make 10 cars out of 9 cars?
I thought we just made 10 cars, and somehow the other guy managed to borrow 9 and
I skipped a step here. So what the guy actually – so in a money economy, right, what the guy will actually have to do – let's introduce money. What the guy will have to do is sell the 10 cars out into the market.
Uh-huh.
And in this simple economy, who is he going to sell to? Who's the only one who has deposits in this hypothetical?
The bank?
No. Who actually has those 10 cars on deposit?
On deposit. The first guy?
The original depositor.
Okay.
So what the guy will do is produce 10 cars out of the 9, sell it to the guy who has deposits to bank, right? So he'll transfer those deposits into his account, and now everything's solvent. So what will actually happen here is now the bank will come out with one car. He'll come out with like $1, one out of the 10 cars. So what the bank actually does is utilizes the production improvements of society and takes advantage of those in order to take reserves, right? So as long as there's reserves in the system and interest doesn't eclipse both reserves and money outside the system, the system is inherently stable. In other words, there's enough money to pay back all debt.
Go on with your second point. I feel like I've just been jilted in three-card Monte. Go on.
Okay. So, and in other words, you can see here the banking system isn't necessarily – it can actually provide a net good, right?
So I believe banking is good. I just believe it's been perverted.
No, not necessarily just storing money, but in essence finding ways to utilize unutilized capital, right?
Sure,
absolutely.
100%.
We're with you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, but there is some fraud in
this. This isn't a radio program that says bankers are bad, we need to kill all the bankers. I wouldn't say that for a second. But I would say that when you get when you introduce the bankers into the political system and allow them to essentially create the currency and be the lender of last resort for the largest economy of the world, you're going to see some problems. And I think that the authors of the Memoirs of an Economic Hitman, outline this particularly well in the problems with the International Monetary Fund and these sorts of things.
Yeah. I mean, but you see my example, though. What the bank does is come out with one car. Right?
Yeah, they don't get much. I get that.
No, and if you look at it, it equates to the original reserves of the first deposit. Remember, they kept one car in reserve? This is what the banking system was inherently created to do. To steal reserves. And when you leverage it, what you do is you actually steal the entire amount. They didn't come up with 10% reserve requirement on a whim, right? It actually makes sense. What it does is it actually steals the original total deposit entered, right? So in a fractional reserve system, if they leverage it out to the maximum of a 10% reserve requirement, they'll actually steal the entire original deposit instead of
the
coin. Oh,
Brian, appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book, plus get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about the national debt. We started off the show here at, 7 o'clock Eastern this evening with a news article from theblaze.com about Donald Trump and his claim that he was going to pay off the national debt. And then a turnaround in his, I don't know if that's possible.
Just weeks later.
Paying off the national debt in 10 years would be a Herculean task that make shoveling them stables look easy.
8 years. I think he implied that he would have it done within his term.
10 was mentioned in the article, too.
Gotcha.
It's just easier to do the math with 10.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, if he reduced the budget by four-fifths, in his, term, it would be an amazing task. I don't know what it would do. I think you'd have to change the monetary system entirely and how money's created, how it's brought into circulation to do such a thing. But it doesn't change the fact that the money we have is the money we have. And when you go shopping, you spend that money. When you're doing your online shopping, I would ask you, please, go to shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to head to Amazon, you're going to head to walmart.com, you're going to do some online shopping, we have affiliate codes. It's an extra click. I know. It's an extra click, and you just want to get to your website, and an extra click is kind of a pain in the butt. But it really helps us. And what Free Talk Live does is it does something that other radio programs don't do for you. We are a national stage for you to air your opinions, as long as your opinions aren't one of the 7 dirty words.
And let me tell you, one thing I did when I first found out about this show, years and years ago, but when this shop.freetalklive, that's what I copied.
Shop.freetalklive.com, yep.
That's what I copied in, and that's on my toolbar for Amazon. When sure. I click on that, it gives you guys a little bit of money, and that's a good thing.
You can go there, find the flag of your nation, if you're Canadian or American or British or whatever, and you can save that, and then you can just go to that bookmark link, whatever you go. Just bookmark it and save it. Let's go to William calling in from Virginia. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah, great. How are things there in WNIS land?
Not too bad. So I've just got one quick line, and then I'll be done, and you guys can roast me off the air.
You don't want to be on the air to get roasted?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Fiance is sending me in for groceries, so I've got to cut the line anyway.
Yes, you do, sir.
So in order to get rid of the national debt, I know it will never happen, but I think the easiest and the best way to do it would be to put a 1 cent across the board federal tax on everything.
A 1 cent tax on everything, okay?
Yeah, and it's just you, everything you buy, 1 cent goes to the government to pay down the federal debt.
And there you go, problem solved.
Earmarked, you mean? So yeah. It would be an additional tax, basically, on top of everything else we've got. This is a 1 cent purchase, you know, 1 cent tax.
Buy a piece of nickel candy, it costs me 6 cents.
You buy a car, it costs you a penny more, right?
Penny on the dollar, yeah.
A penny on the dollar.
Oh, that's
okay.
A 1%.
Okay. I guess the difficulty of this is they proposed the fare tax in the past, and we're talking about 17%. What you're saying is that remember, the federal government is already running on a deficit at this point. I don't know if your 1% is going to make a difference in, I don't think it'll pull us out at the spending rate they currently have. I don't think it'll pull us out of this spiral.
And I'll tell you,
we'll have to go up.
And my problem is every time we do provide more revenue to the state just spends more. And that's why, regardless of what we take in, they have this propensity to, we're still going to run a deficit. We're just going to run a bigger deficit.
William, any thoughts? I'll let you go.
And you guys had some great arguments and probably just trashed mine. So.
Thanks for the call, William.
Thank you.
Get those groceries. The fiance, the fiance's word is, you might as well learn now, pal. You're late coming back.
Certain immutable truths.
Yeah, right. But I was talking to these guys on the radio about the national debt.
Does not matter.
She doesn't care.
Yep.
She doesn't care.
And that's okay.
Indeed. The fare tax was proposed in the past, and I hate using the term fare in conjunction with the term tax, but the idea was, I think it was going to be 17%, and that was going to eliminate the income tax. I like the elimination of the income tax simply for the fact that I don't fill out these forms. My wife does do hers, but the incredible amount of labor,
waste insane.
In the economy that goes into the reams and reams of paper. What was done with our taxes in the past is it was 40 hours, my wife estimated, for the taxes for our household. That's a week's worth of labor out of 50, it's 51, or it's one out of the 52 weeks that you get in your life per year.
Well, this is incentives and it's unintended consequences. So the government recognized, or at least the progressive era that convinced everyone that we needed more revenue to do all these great things to take care of you. But then the unintended consequences is, okay, to do this, we have to create a grand bureaucracy, which wants to make sure it perpetuates itself. And now you've created a bureaucracy whose goal is to feed more into the government and keep themselves in a job, and it steamrolls. This is what we got.
Look at these social welfare programs. They spend more money on middle-class government bureaucrats than they do on poor people.
Yeah.
That's not a good plan. That's not how they do charities.
And to the last point, I mean, my real problem was saying, you know, okay, well, we'll just raise a 1% tax. And that way the people of the country can pay it all off. Well, I take a little offense to that because I didn't spend all that money.
That money goes back as far as before the Civil War.
Exactly. And most of the spending occurs by bureaucrats, money appointed by approved by Congress. But, again, bureaucrats are spending this money, and I have no control over them.
That money was started out for cannons that were packed with black powder, ships that were driven by sail, horses.
Just give me a cannon. We'll call it quits. I'm good.
Okay. Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. Listening at freetalklive.com. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, honey. Hey, have you all ever heard of the LIBOR scandal?
Yes. That was a few years ago in England. The banks were messing with the numbers, but you probably do better than I. Go ahead.
Well, it's actually, if you go back to Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter's rolling along, and then all of a sudden interest rates just kept jumping and jumping and jumping. And my dad's house was, I think, a 3% loan. But if you were on VA from either the Korean War or World War II, you could get a house at a 1.5% mortgage rate, 1.5%. So the baby boom is basically facing, 3 to maybe 4%. 5% was considered ugly. And but during Jimmy Carter, it just went crazy. And nobody would stop it. No attorney general in the 50 states did anything to stop it going to 15%. It eventually went to 22%.
Was that for a mortgage?
For a mortgage, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And this was and almost every state in the nation had laws, usury laws. And I was from Missouri. Usury in Missouri was 7%. Yet nobody prosecuted these banks for going over 7%. And I think actually Utah was, being a Mormon state, very religious, they actually had a 0.7% usury law, and they never stopped.
Nice.
So the whole concept of interest rates going insane helped drive Jimmy Carter out of office. The hostages was one thing, but the interest rates was the real thing.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. The hostages were the sort of the news story, but people generally felt,
the economy tanked.
It's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
And the Jimmy Carter had ties with, it wasn't Bilderbergers back then, it was the Trilateral Commission. And these were the Rockefeller types who, and so he was seen as being in the pocket of the Trilateral Commission, the kind of the neocons of the day who really didn't care anything about America. They just wanted their money. So the LIBOR was created. Ronald Reagan said, well, we can take care of this through market forces. And so the LIBOR was created, and it wasn't created in America. It was allowed to be created in Britain, and that the world's 16 largest banks would have a guy, say, in a secret room, and all of the 16 different banks of the world, the biggest banks in the world, would toss data over the transom, and then this guy in this room would set average interest rates.
David, I'm going to have to let you go. We're at the top of the hour here. The number's 855-450-3733.
Has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.